Welcome to another episode of Learn to Grow Shorts, where I dive a little deeper into a topic of particular interest from my most recent podcast conversation. And on the latest episode of the podcast, Karen Coker implores learners to try something new every day. And she cites studies that have shown that even 11 minutes a day over a period of 11 weeks was enough to have a significant impact, not just on skill development, but on learning how to learn more effectively. And that made me think about a few things. First, and this might seem obvious, but we're not going to build the skills we need accidentally, right? We're not going to wake up with the ability to do things we couldn't do before, which means that we have to be intentional about the skills we want to develop. And we really need to develop a habit around deliberate practice, a habit of making learning a part of what we do every day. But this calls to mind a couple of challenges, right? Because when we're young, learning is inherent. It's just part of being in the world. It happens organically, and it's driven by a kind of natural curiosity to understand and immerse ourselves in the things around us. But by the time we're adults, learning just lands differently. And by that I mean that as adults, the line of thought seems to be that once we reach a certain age, we should be stocked with the skills and tools we need. And there's almost a kind of shame associated with being a beginner again as you tackle something that's totally new. As Malcolm Gladwell put it, one of the most pernicious lies we tell ourselves is that the pleasures of learning are reserved for the young. Sadly, in my opinion, somewhere along the way, learning stopped being a source of joy and became a chore. And when I wondered why that was, a couple of things came to mind. One is the way we're taught, and the other is the way learning feels. So let's start with the way we're taught. It's definitely possible that some of this has to do with how we're educated, where learning becomes increasingly passive. We are told to sit down and stay still and to listen and to regurgitate. And many schools focus on memorizing facts and completing assignments and competing for grades with very little emphasis on creative exploration or discovery-driven learning. And if you think about it, the numbers bear this out when you look at learning engagement rates in schools. And they basically dwindle from 74% in fifth grade to about 34% by the time kids are finishing high school. And by that time, a growing number of students are not only not engaged, they're actually actively disengaged, which is both sad and a huge problem. And this approach to learning creates a passive mindset towards knowledge, where we wait to be taught rather than actively seeking out things we don't know. And as adults then, this carries over, where without the structure of a classroom, many of us don't really know how to learn on our own. The other thing that comes to mind is that there's a physical and emotional discomfort inherent in learning new things. And as we get older, we kind of lose the tolerance to push through that. Learning something unfamiliar or trying something that stretches our skills or that we frankly don't have the skills to tackle yet, it triggers feelings of frustration and even inadequacy. And these are biological responses in the brain. And when we encounter that difficulty, our brains release signals associated with stress and discomfort. And I think children are more resilient to this, maybe because they have fewer preconceived notions of what failure is. But as adults, we're definitely quicker to judge ourselves and to give up when things get really tough. And I think cultivating a kind of frustration tolerance where we can push through that discomfort that's associated with learning, of actually coming out the other side and reclaiming the joy of learning something new. And the thing to remember is we're living in an era where the need for continuous learning is greater than ever. Technologies evolve and old skills become obsolete. New ones are constantly in demand. And we have to go through a kind of cognitive pruning, where we periodically shed outdated knowledge and make space for the skills that'll serve us now and in the future as our roles and responsibilities evolve. And I think this pruning is essential for staying relevant, especially in a world that moves so fast. So what can we do to start learning deliberately again? If we consider what Karen suggests, make it a habit to tackle something completely new, even just for a few minutes every day. And the goal isn't necessarily to master something overnight or even in a few weeks, but to reconnect with that feeling of curiosity and discovery, and to push through that feeling of frustration when we encounter something difficult or unfamiliar. Pick up a book on a topic you've never explored, watch a video tutorial, whatever it is. By doing that, you'll actually be rewiring your brain to see learning not as a chore, but as a kind of adventure. And I think that's definitely the direction we want to go. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen. Excited to say there are more episodes of the show coming very soon. Take care and all the best.